Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 62. Chapter is entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in Next Life. Aham bhavana chanyastvam. Tvam evaham vichakshvabho. Nana upasyanti kavayash. Chidram jatu managapi. Aham.
Hi.
Bhavan.
You.
Na.
No.
Cha.
Also.
Anya.
Anya.
Different.
Different.
Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
You.
Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
You.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Aham.
Aham.
As I am.
As I am.
Vichakshva.
Vichakshva.
Just observe.
Just observe.
Bo.
Bo.
My dear friend.
My dear friend.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Now.
Now.
Of us.
Pashyanti.
Pashyanti.
Do observe.
Observe.
Kavaya.
Kavaya.
Learn scholars.
Learn scholars.
Chidram.
Chidram.
Faulty differentiation.
Faulty differentiation.
Jatu.
Jatu.
At any time.
At any time.
Manak.
Manak.
In a small degree.
In a small degree.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Translation. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Maybe we can repeat part by part.
My dear friend,
I the super soul, and you the individual soul,
are not different in quality,
for we are both spiritual.
For we are both spiritual.
In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me.
You are qualitatively not different from me.
In your constitutional position.
In your constitutional position.
Just try to consider this subject.
Just try to consider this subject.
Those who are actually advanced scholars.
Those who are actually advanced scholars.
Who are in knowledge.
Who are in knowledge.
Do not find any qualitative difference.
Do not find any qualitative difference.
Between you and me.
Between you and me.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity are qualitatively one. There is no factual difference between the two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again and again defeated by the illusory energy because they think that there is no separation between the super soul and the individual soul, or that there is no super soul. They are also misled in thinking that everything is super soul. However, those who are kavaya, learned scholars, actually know the facts. They do not commit such mistakes. They know that God and the individual soul are one in quality, but that the individual soul falls under the clutches of Maya, whereas the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the controller of Maya. Maya is the creation of Supreme Lord, Maya Shishta. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya. Although one in quality with the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is under the control of Maya. Mayavadi philosophers cannot distinguish between the controller and the controlled. Once more the verse. My dear friend, I the super soul and you the individual soul are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Dear devotees, I offer you my respectful basis. I'm not used to speak in public, and I do not feel qualified at all to sit in this place. There are many amongst you who are much more qualified, so therefore I'm asking anybody of you who would maybe like to sit instead or today speak on this verse. Omagyanatimiram tasya gyana gyana shalapaya chakshurum militam yena tasme shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swami rupa kadamayam tadahi svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamlam shri guru vaishnavam shtha shri rupam sadrajatam sahaganar tam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam harijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri shaukamitam shcha he krishna karuna sindho dhina bandho jagapate gopisha gopika kandha radha kandha namasute tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vishapanam Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakampadarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasyati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where can I start? There is one verse in Sharanagati of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he says, I am grossly engaged in abominable activities and I have never kept association of sadhus. Nevertheless, I have accepted the garb of the sadhu and I am teaching others. It is Maya's big joke. I feel a little bit like this today, but I accept the joke for my purification. And as we know that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best in all, and also in his sense of humor. So therefore, maybe you will also enjoy the joke, and let's see what will be the purport of the joke for me and for you. Okay. So this is a verse which I'm not really also accustomed to the mics, and so this is a verse which underlines the position of the soul in relation to God, I also have to excuse myself because I'm a little bit nervous for speaking in public. So it is said in the verse that the soul and super soul are of the same nature, and immediately second line of the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts writing about the misconceptions that this giving can create, because one who is trying to become Krishna conscious is said to be in war in mind. How much more is one in war in mind when he's trying to make the whole world Krishna conscious through these books? Therefore, Prabhupada, knowing the conditioned mind of the living entity, will cut off any doubt before our mind even presents the doubt. So somebody may ask, why immediately start with the Mayavadi philosophers? How does that really apply on us? And And how does the statement itself apply on us that we are not different from God in quality? And one thing is that we should realize how Shil Prabhupada is trying to underline how dangerous is this misgiving philosophy, and it is not only a matter of sentiment. There are serious philosophical misleadings in the philosophy, and Shil Prabhupada is cutting all doubts in the first place. So one can see that it could easily be understood that this verse can easily be used to be said that God and the soul are ultimately one, which they are not. They are one in quality, but one is Anu and other is Vibhu. One is minutely small, while the other is the source of all other souls. So one is also God is also the creator, as Prabhupada says, God is the creator of Maya, and the minute living entity can easily fall under the spell of Maya. So that is also the difference, and there are many more differences. This relationship itself is in quality one, but there is the roles are different. So what is why this Mayavadi philosophers or to say the followers of illusion, what is the big deal with illusion? The thing is, Prabhupada here writes that they will put an equality between the individual soul and super soul, which is technically speaking, it's in a way a spiritual suicide, because it is wrong on the level of tattva as well as on the level of ras, because on the level of what it represents, we are not the same. As we were speaking, the spiritual soul is minute and God is supremely big, and also but also it stops the relationship. It breaks the relationship before the relationship even started, and this relationship with Supreme Personality of God, it is the eternal right of the spiritual entity. It is the most valuable treasure, and it is so sad that somebody can take that treasure away even before we started kind of progressing on the path of spiritual life. And if the poison is strong, then even a small quantity, even taken unconsciously, can totally disturb a person for years. Therefore, therefore, all of these subtle misgivings, philosophical misgivings, are extremely dangerous in a long way, because it is said that it is extremely sinful to kill one's body. But how much more is dangerous to kill or make obstacles on one's spiritual progress, because that's the real life. So it is said that the way to serve Mayavadis is to destroy them philosophically, because the philosophy itself is said to kill God. Mayavadis are Krishna Paradis. So just a second. Yeah. Yes. So also one very important aspect of this is that this statement that supreme personality of Godhead and the living entity are of same quality is supposed to invoke the question: what now? What then? What with the relationship? Because it is a statement of relationship. We are of the same nature, therefore we should have a relationship. So the next question should be: what is the activity? What should we do in the relationship? And it is supposed to inspire one to get closer to God and to ask more questions. Because, for example, if we meet somebody, if we're somewhere in the foreign a country and we meet somebody from our country, immediately there is some bond. Immediately there is, unconsciously we have some affection to that person, even if we don't want it. So therefore God comes and he says, you're of my nature, you're from my place. And he's trying actually to invoke love with this in us, and how to say, inquisitiveness, to ask more questions and try to create more active relationship. Or whereas if we would take it that, as Mahavadi said, that the soul is temporarily covered by illusion, and when the illusion is gone, it becomes one with Brahman. It would totally disturb the whole relationship, and also it is a very selfish point of view, because this statement is supposed to get one closer to God, not to be a means for one's self, for one's false recognition, one is not only an important living entity, but now he is even God. He has even if he could just remove a little bit of this illusion that is covering, he's God. So this perspective doesn't really put God in any active position. There is no relationship because when the Brahmana representing the super soul in coming as a Brahmana, when he says this, it is supposed to create a relationship. While if we just take it as one more feather on the scale of the false feathers, it really destroys the relationship. So that was one of the points with this, why it's so important to underline the misgivings of the Mayavad party. So this is one thing, and Prabhupada says, just a second, yes, that Supreme Lord is the controller of Maya, which is one of the big unanswered questions that Mayavadis can't answer, because if Brahman, how can Brahman come under the spell of illusion? How can God come under the spell of Maya? And how can the living entity, if he is Brahman, in any way come under the spell of Maya? And where does the Maya come from? Because does it come from Brahman or from somewhere else? And if it comes from somewhere else, then obviously not everything is one. So there are so many open questions there. I wasn't gonna come too much inside of this. The main point is that this is supposed to inspire us to get closer to God and to create more active relationship, instead of what could happen is to lose the relationship for a long while. Also, today is a disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, so I was hoping to speak a little bit on this also. So, I will just sing one short verse in Glory of the Goswamis, and if you want, you can follow. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuna Sadharma Samistha Pakao Lokanam Hitakarina Tribhuvane Mahanya Sharanya Karaha Radha Krishna Padarya Vinda Bhajana Nande Namatariko Bhande Rupa Sanatana So what this verse says is that Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno, that the Goswamis were scrutinizingly studying the Shastras. for the Sat Dharma Samstapako, for the it is said that Rupa Goswami is Samstapaka Acharya, the one who establishes who establishes the principles in a line of disciplic succession. So Sat Dharma, they were establishing the eternal Dharma for the living entities, Sat Dharma Samstapako. For the Lokanam Hitakarinam, to deliver the living entities who are living in material worlds. Therefore, Tribhuvane. Tribhuvane Manyakao, that means that therefore they are glorious in all three worlds. And Radha Krishna Padara Vindesh Bhajana. Bhajana Anandena, they were always absorbed in Bhajana Ananda. They were always absorbed in bliss of their bhajan, of taking shelter of the Radha and Krishna, and therefore they were taking shelter of Sharanyako. And therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I have mixed order a little bit. Anyway, today is the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and I would like to say something about the importance of remembering this, not only Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but generally the days when it is appearances and disappearances of great soul like that. It is said in the Manashiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami himself says that if one wants to come to the level of worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, which is by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the topmost perfection for the living entity, one has to listen, glorify and associate with Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, and other associates of Lord Chaitanya. And also it is said in the verse that was in the beginning, that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that one has to serve the book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. And this person Bhagavata is not limited by time or space, because these persons were pure devotees, therefore the relationship with them cannot be checked by material circumstances. That means that we can always take shelter. And if we use the days which are like this in Vaishnava calendar to remember them, it is not only one of the processes of devotional services, smarana. It is not only that, how do you say, we're pleasing the Lord Chaitanya, but it is that we are actually gaining their association. And the interesting thing about desires is that they actually come through association. And if we want to Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai, Janak Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai. If we want to develop devotional sentiments, and as it is said, following the footsteps of great acharyas, we have to know the great acharyas. We have to remember the great acharyas. Otherwise, it is impossible for us to follow, and it is impossible for us to acquire desire, because the nature of desire is that by association it comes from one's heart to ours. So it's very important that we fill our days with proper association. Otherwise, by nature, by default, illusory energy will fill it up with, prajalpa or other things like that. So we should make a plan how to be in war with Maya, and how to not let things overcome us, even though it is not our own, we're not the controller. Still, it is our to try. That's the one finger in Damodar Lila. It is ours to give our best. So So these days are very, very, very auspicious. They are so, they are full of nectar because we can remember all of these personalities. And can I just, interrupt and say one thing about the Mayavadis that I remembered? I wanted to tell you. And one of the misgivings is that they are, counting. I just remember because they're counting on their own strength. They're trying to get out by power of so-called jnana and so-called vairagya. And that philosophy puts you, philosophy itself is like that it puts you in the position of a controller. It's very subtle. It doesn't look like it on the first place, but it does put you in the position of a controller because if you just acquire enough, if you just do enough practice in the field of jnana and vairagya, and again, so-called jnana and vairagya, then you can transcend the modes of material nature and exit this world, which is not really possible. And we know that that jnana and vairagya are the sons of Bhakti Devi. And if one performs devotional service, they will by nature come by the mercy of Bhakti Devi. They come by the mercy of Bhakti Devi, the real jnana and real vairagya. And we also know that in order to get out from the spiritual world and even more get into the active relationship with God, we have to get His mercy. And we get it by our attitude more than all our efforts. Our attitude throughout our efforts. So it is such a misleading philosophy to think that you can get out of this whole thing by the own effort. Anyway, to get back to Gopabhata Goswami, I think I have only 5 minutes, but so maybe I can say a little bit about him, and hopefully try to inspire that everybody can take more time and maybe find more about him or as your inspiration leads you. So Gopalbhata Goswami appeared in Sri Rangam. He appeared in a family of Sri Vaishnavas, and his father and at that time mothers were following. So he was initiated. His name was Venkata Bhatta, and he was lucky enough. They were both extremely lucky to cross their path with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya at that time was having his transcendental tour through South India. So he came to see Sri Ranganath, and as he came into the temple. First of all, when he came to the temple, it is Narayan's temple. So therefore, also the mood of the devotees in the temple was pretty much colored with this fearful respect, and they weren't very they weren't expressing their feelings or anything. So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya came in, started dancing, crying, and displaying the ecstasy of relishing the spiritual nectar, everybody was kind of a little bit in question what is happening, whether, because obviously Lord Chaitanya was one of the things was that he was totally, immediately people would be bought by his beauty, so that was already covered when he came. But then still people had questions, who is he? Is he God or is he some kind of other level, other living entity? But Venkata Bhatta was lucky and smart enough to first come, and Lord Chaitanya fainted, when Lord Chaitanya came out from this ecstasy, then he was wise enough to come and to first ask him to go to his house and refresh, and also he asked him because Chaturmasi was just beginning as it is now, to spend the 4 months of Chaturmasi in their home. So somehow or other they got this mercy, and immediately Lord Chaitanya came, they washed his feet, both of the whole family drank this water, which wasn't so easy actually to get. We know the story of the, okay, I'm not gonna, I have a tendency to go into many things at the same time anyway. So Gopabhata, who was son of Venkatabhata, was immediately captured by Lord Chaitanya. And from the first day, he would, since Lord Chaitanya was there 4 months, he would serve him very obediently. And Lord Chaitanya showed great affection for him. He would, every day he would put him on his lap. He would give him his association generously, and every day Gopabhata Goswami was getting more and more attached to Lord Chaitanya. So, to make the story short, when Lord Chaitanya was about to leave, as Chaturmasya was finishing, Gopabhata was also about to leave his body, in a sense, so that was how he was feeling. So at the end, when he was about to leave, it was so hard for the family that actually they managed to persuade Lord Chaitanya to stay one more week, even though he was leaving. And then when he stayed one more week, then he eventually really had to go. And as he was going, Gopabhata wanted to join him, but Lord Chaitanya gave him the instruction to stay with his parents until they're present and take care of them. And how do you say, cultivate relationship in separation, and when the family affairs are finished, come to Vrindavan and join the five Goswamis, or at that time Rupa and Sanatan were actually waiting for him. So it is interesting how very often we can see that great devotees are of the Lord are put in this situation where they have to cultivate their devotion in separation. And Gopabhata Goswami is one of them, for sure, because after some, he didn't really have any other wishes after that, after seeing and spending time with Lord Chaitanya. After Lord Chaitanya left, he got his training, and Prabodhananda Saraswati was his uncle and he was his tutor, so he got training in rhetoric and grammar and also Shastra. So when the long years passed and his parents left their bodies, he immediately went to Vrindavan, where Rupa and Sanatana were waiting actually for him. And immediately it was already arranged that some, messenger was going to Puri, where Lord Chaitanya was staying, and they immediately wrote to Lord Chaitanya that Gopabhata have arrived. And Lord Chaitanya immediately sent his prashad garments for Gopabhata, and also establishing his position of, as a renunciate at that moment. So he accepted that, and he was living very, as other Goswamis, very much in a transcendental lifestyle in Vrindavan. He was spending times in various kunds, and he was absorbed in scrutinizingly studying the scriptures. So Gopabhata Goswami. So yes, he regarding the scriptures, it is one of the things is Hari Bhakti Vilas. There are different opinions on who is the author of Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is said Sanatan Goswami, but in old editions, it is signed by Gopabhata Goswami. There is a little bit, and it is said that because none of these books were written only really by one personality, they were consulting each other all the time. So, but some sources say that Sanatan Goswami wrote it actually, but because Gopabhata, because Rupa and Sanatan were kind of socially discarded, because they were obviously spending times in muslin garment, and Gopabhata Goswami was coming from a very respectful line of Sri Sampradaya, from a very respectful family, and this reputation was never spoiled or in any way. So therefore it was much better for the preaching to put his name on the book. And they were obviously not at all attached to prestige. So as far as it was, accomplishing the goal, they couldn't care less whose name was on the book. So, but anyway, they were both working on the book. And also he was the Satsang Dharma of Jiva Goswami, he actually gave the key themes, the key lines. He divided the whole thing, and then Jiva Goswami, he thanks him in the beginning, because he said that he just developed the ideas of Gopalbhatta. Gopalbhatta also wrote Sat Kriya Deepika, which is a book on all kind of rules and regulations regarding samskaras. From birth to death, including Garbhadhana samskara, all kinds of samskaras in details are in that book. And he also wrote some other books, obviously not all of them are known to us. And yes, Gopalbhatta Goswami also have given initiation to Srinivas Acharya, who wrote the song about six Goswamis in the first place. At the initiation, Gopalbhatta Goswami said different things to Srinivas Acharya, but one of the things that he told him as kind of a key point was to serve the Vaishnavas, to serve Krishna in the association of Vaishnavas, and try to not commit any offenses. And that will be lead him to ultimate success in devotional life. That was kind of a concluding statement, to serve Krishna in the association of Vaishnavas and try not to make offenses. So I would actually like to end now, because I think I'm already over time, and I'm sorry for my inconsistency in thinking. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak about these nectarian topics.
Oh, mic is working.
Hare Krishna. Yes, sorry, I'm not. So, questions and comments.
How do you know about Gopalbhatta Goswami in this
world? I'm not so good about years, but I can. My book is somewhere there and I can check it. I wrote it down, but I didn't even bring the book.
When?
I don't know. I had limited resources in trying to find more about the topic, and about some of them I didn't find out. So if you can enlighten us also, that would be nice. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. Any other question or comment? Shall Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.